Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Va'era, and I appeared. Week 14, First Aliyah. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron about the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he commanded them to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. Exodus 6:13. Whose words are stronger? Moshe told the people of awesome promises of freedom from bondage and their entry in the land promised to the fathers with the privilege of having the Eternal as their God. But the children of Israel didn't listen to Moshe because of the anguish they were suffering. Before that, the Hebrew leaders rebelled against Moshe, rebuking him for having caused a heavier burden on the people. Then, the Eternal commanded Moshe to speak to Pharaoh that he let the children of Israel leave his land. But Pharaoh didn't want to listen. So because of the words that Moshe had transmitted, he put more pressure on the people instead. That's why Moshe said that the people didn't want to listen to him, let alone Pharaoh. So the people's words opposed the Eternal's words. Pharaoh's words opposed the Eternal's words, and Moshe's words, they too opposed the Eternal's words. But the Eternal kept sending orders from the children of Israel and for Pharaoh in order to take the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. So then, whose words were stronger at the end? History itself answers that same question. The people's words didn't succeed. Pharaoh's words lost their strength, and Moshe's own words fell to the ground without being able to change the divine purpose. But what the Eternal had said was fulfilled word by word. The words of man that oppose what the Eternal has said will lose their strength, even if now they seem to have a large influence around them. But the counsel of the Eternal, the counsel of the Eternal will last forever. Blessed be the man who knows how to cooperate with the words of the Eternal. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Psalms 33, verses 8 through 11. Don't speak against the words of the Eternal. You would only harm yourself and those around you. Keep his words in your heart, believe them, speak them, and live them. With time, you will see them fulfilled. Whoever speaks must speak God's words. 1 Peter 4:11. Shavua Tov.